Let's say your role is to play a man freezing in the Arctic. Instead of pretending like you're shivering and you're cold, think about a time when you were really, really cold. Maybe it was when you're 5 or 10 or 15. See that image in your mind. Feel it. Feel what it was like. Feel it. And now start exercising that. Feel that emotion. Feel the cold. Bring yourself back to that scene. And now you feel it. Good. Stop. Next day, feel the same emotion. Stop. Next day, feel the same emotion. When you do this often enough, you get control of that emotion. And you have a repertoire. You have your cold. You have your hot. You have your fear. Remember the time when you were 15, you were walking down the street and suddenly three guys jumped out and you were shivering in your boots. You were really afraid. Feel that fear. Feel it. Relive it. Rekindle that sense. And now train yourself to bring it up. And a good actor has all of those emotions under control. So that when they need to play the part of someone who's jealous, at the tip of their tongue, they have that scene in their mind when they were 10 or 15 or 20, and they were green with envy. And by re-bringing that up, they feel that emotion. Hence, it's very easy for them to act it out. Now, why am I sharing that with you? The Chofetz Chaim, in the end of Avos Chesed, brings down a tremendous Eitzah for Tefillah. He says, I don't care who you are, there's been one point in your life when you were in big trouble. When you were desperate, when you were hungry, when you didn't know how you were going to pay a mortgage, when you were sick and you didn't know if you were going to be well, no matter who you are, there was a time in your life when you're in trouble, when you were in trouble. The problem with most of my Shemoneh Esrei's is I don't need much. I stand there, I'm b'shalva, so what do I got to daven for? Says the Chofetz Chaim, relive that emotion. Relive that time when you needed Hashem really, really desperately. Don't let it just pass, but relive it, rekindle it, so that you can daven each Shemoneh Esrei with that same sense of need, that same sense of dependence, and you'll have a whole different experience davening. And if you train yourself, you can find a Shemoneh Esrei with a deep sense of emotional need. Even though right now I don't need much. Right now I have all my needs met. But there was a time when I understood how vulnerable I am. And if I could rekindle that emotion, refeel it, that's a marked different Shemoneh Esrei. Rabbi Baruch Ber, as a child, as a little boy, his father patched him. And he was crying. And he's crying and crying. And all of a sudden he stops, picks up a sit, and starts davening mincha. So after he finished mincha, his father said, well, I understand, you're just crying, you daven mincha, what was going on? Baruch Ber said, right, Tati, I was crying anyway. I figured, why waste the tears? Wow. From a little boy, why waste the tears? Meaning I'm crying for silliness because I got patched. Yeah, but I'm feeling an emotion. Let me capitalize on it. Let me use that. Let me take that. Because, gentlemen, those emotions can bring you to great heights. Tefillah is one of the most remarkable, effective techniques that a human being can have. If you can make it work. The difficulty is making it work. The difficulty is breaking out of that the choo-choo train express. But if you could learn to make tefillah work, listen to this Chazal saying. Moshe Rabbeinu was standing up against Hashem himself, Kaviyachol, and he would have won the bet. He would have won the challenge. Hashem himself, Kaviyachol, couldn't have prevented it. The only answer was Hashem had to say, no, I'm not accepting this tefillah. Because that's the relationship of Hashem to His creations. Hashem loves us, an unbounding, unbridled love, and not the love of a father to the 15-year-old, the love of the father to the 5-year-old. Whatever I could do for you, whatever I can. And again, it's difficult for us to perceive that. Hence, it's difficult for us to develop a relationship with our Creator. But if we study mortal human beings who have experienced and have shown to some extent that, and then transfer it up to Hashem, we could relate somewhat to what Hashem feels for us. If we study a David HaMelech, study a man whose son, his beloved son, rebels against him and does every ra under the Shemesh, and still all David HaMelech says is b'ni, 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 that unbridled love. And no one understands that that's nothing compared to the love that Hashem has for us, then a person can begin to understand how tefillah functions. Tefillah is not logical. It's not a system that makes logical, progressive sense. It's an emotional system whereby a human being is given the ability to kaviyachol pull on the heartstrings of Hashem. And like a loving father who cannot say no, just cry enough and you'll get it, that's pshat in tefillah. Would you like to know what crying enough means? Ve'eschonon. This tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke out was the first pasuk in Ve'eschonon. You know what the Rishonim quote the Gemara is saying? What does Ve'eschonon mean? Eschonon is gematria. 515. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, I daven 515 tefillos. You ever get the sense that I'm bothering Hashem too much? I'm kvetching too much? I asked for this yesterday and the day before and even the day before that. I asked three times and maybe I'm bothering Hashem. 515 times Moshe Rabbeinu davened to go into Eretz Yisrael. And again, finally, it got to the point where Hashem said, I can't stop. I can't prevent you unless I shut the Shari Shemayim. It's that attitude, A, appreciating what tefillah is and being ready to really put yourself into it. But again, to make davening that effective, davening has to work. To make davening work, number one, you have to know what the words mean. You have to pay attention to the siddur. But number two, you have to use your own emotions. If you use your emotions and come like a child with simplicity, without shtick, without gaiva, just a very simple request, Hashem, I need help. Without guile, without crafty deceit, just honest, earnest dependence, that tefillah is answered. Sefer HaChinuch says an amazing line. He says, there is no tefillah that's not answered. Not always the way you wanted it, not always the way you thought it should be, but there's no such concept as a tefillah not going answered. Kol mishalas libcha, any request you make, is done properly, is answered. And it's an amazing, amazing power and lets us understand the love Hashem has for us and catapult us to great heights. I just want to close with a line from the Zohar. Zohar and Chelek Gimel, Daf Kuf Tzadik Hei Amud Aleph, brings down an amazing line. Says the Zohar, Gimel Inon Deikrun Tefillah, there are three. There are three that were called Tefillah. Number one was Tefillah L'Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was called a Tefillah, what he davened. Says the Zohar, the less Gegine B'Bar Nash Achrana, there is no human being on the planet who ever davened like Moshe Rabbeinu. Tefillah number two referred to in the Torah is Tefillah L'David. Says the Zohar, there was no king who ever davened like David. Tefillah number three is a tefillah of an ani, of a poor person. Says the Zohar that the tefillah of an ani comes before the tefillah of David, comes before the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Zohar, chashiv mikulu havi, it is more important, more significant, more powerful than the tefillah of Moshe and the tefillah of David. Says the Zohar, why is this? My time I begin the ani iu tevar laba, because a ani is a broken-hearted individual. Viksiv in the pasuk says karav Hashem l'nishbrei lev. Hashem is close to broken-hearted people. Listen to the words of this Zohar. The tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu that's called a sword that cuts through Shemayim is not equal to the tefillah of a person with a broken heart. Why? What's pshat? Doesn't make sense. I'm a little human being. I'm a very simple human being. I can't begin to compare to Moshe Rabbeinu in 100 light years. But my tefillah can be more potent. Why? Because, gentlemen, it's not a logical system. It's an emotional system. A broken heart, a tefillah lev, a broken-hearted plea to Hashem, pulls kaviyachol on the heartstrings of Hashem like a son pulling on his heart, father's heartstring. Bini, bini, and if it could be, Hashem can't resist. What a powerful, powerful system. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us the wisdom, the siyata d'shmaya, the gvura to actually daven earnestly. And if you're ever not sure what you should daven for, one last advice, daven that you should be able to daven. Ask Hashem, I need help. I want to daven like a mensch. Please help me. And like the Father who has mercy on the Son, gladly grants it, may Kadosh Baruch Hu allow us to accomplish this.